So, Stephen, how do we think the Chancellor will impact individual taxpayers in the pre-budget report?
We often live in the tax world in a sort of time warp at the moment, where the Chancellor now announces measures that are going to take place in 1 year's time, in 2 years' time, sometimes in 3 years' time. So the main development that's going to happen next year has already been announced, which is the introduction of the 50% higher rate of income tax for incomes in excess of 150,000. Now, there's also coming in the restrictions in the following year for pension relief, so which will basically reduce the relief available to the basic rate. Now, it's my guess that one thing the Chancellor might look to do, in the same way that he's introduced so-called anti-forestalling provisions to prevent people putting very large contributions into their pension fund, he might be looking at people wanting to bring forward income and get it taxed at the lower rates in the current year rather than waiting for the 50% relief to come in. We hope that he won't do that because, firstly, it would be unfair and retrospective, and secondly, it would introduce levels of complexity and motive into tax legislation, which really it can well do without. So it's that's one area, though, that we think might be something that tempts the Chancellor to some more complex provisions. He might also look at the system of giving tax relief through increased tax allowances. Now he's got the taste of it with the pension reforms, and it wouldn't surprise me if he looked to limit the value or the quantum of tax reliefs for the higher paid more generally, rather than just those on over 150,000 or 100,000 for the fixed personal allowance. So I think there could be some bad news there, because this is one area where, without increasing the 20% basic rate, the Chancellor could look to raise quite a bit of money. And as we've said earlier on, that this is very much a budget that needs to identify where some sources of revenue can come to reduce the UK's staggering $175 billion fiscal deficit.